Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Listen carefully to these things. The Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters Program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmasters episodes? Here's what you shall do. You shall send to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters Program, and you approve the Lord's adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. Listen, I, Sincere Truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters Program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. The Word of God commands the people. Deuteronomy 12:14, Acts 8:10, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, Hosea 2:20, Genesis 3:16, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17 and 18, Psalm 145:17, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28 through 29, and verse 31. Deuteronomy 17:13, Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Deuteronomy 30:16, Genesis 31:16, Deuteronomy 31:12. Thou shalt do all that I command thee, says the word of God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. He is your God, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he shall rule over thee. You shall keep, fulfill, or obey the commandments of or concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep or fulfill, obey the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. All the people shall hear and fear. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now therefore, fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways, and to keep or fulfill, obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, hath said to thee, do. Do all the words of this law. This is the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. The Word of God, Psalm 62:11, declares to all the people, power belongs to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The People's Voice, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, Isaiah 59:11, says, Tommy L. Hart is the Lord, our God. We have waited for him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with us. We look for or we expect judgment. The Word of God, Psalm 110, verse 2, says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. In the rendering of the following judgments, the statement Isaiah 42:1, which says, he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shows judgment to the Gentiles has come to pass. Ecclesiastes 10:14, Psalm 49:1-2, Daniel 2:29, and Ezekiel 25:3. A man cannot tell what shall be. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, that revealeth secrets, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espoused a faith diametrically opposed to the Word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with: Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, are done away with. Proverbs 13:22, Zechariah 9:9, Job 1:8. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches are in the hands of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Judgment on sports and things. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. Note, 1, if the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the law's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. 2, a year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. all the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. I show you the judgment, which has already been determined by the Gentiles, and therefore must come to pass, regarding their kings, queens, and other high and lofty ones. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, Revelation 11:15, Romans 13:1. They are fallen, they shall not live, they are dead, they are deceased, they shall not rise, their memory is perished. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. There is no power but God. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are done away with. The new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the peoples and all the armed forces, subservience, and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 65:16, he that sweareth shall swear in the name of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The media has had the duty and privilege of reporting the news to all the people. Surely the physical appearance of the Lord God on earth is newsworthy. Yet, in my view, the media has not reported the good news of the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on the earth and among the people at this present time. That, the media's action, flies in the face of all things. It also flies in the face of God. The media's failure to report God's physical presence on earth is a great offense to the people's Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have made known all things to the people. In the archives of Lawmaster, Lawmaster is God, all things can be seen and heard, and the writing out of all things is the writing and work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The statement in Hebrews says, we see not yet all things. That statement is invalid. It can no longer be maintained or upheld. All things identify the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, as being God. The media passes over my work. Surely that is offensive and unacceptable in the sight of God. The media has failed in its duty to deliver the news to all the people without bias and without prejudice. Henceforth, the first words to come out of every journalist, reporter's, and every news commentator's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and our writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. The Word of God says in James 4:12, there is one lawgiver, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who is able to save and to destroy. Man's power to make and pass laws is halted. All legislative bodies are recessed for 75 months, during which time salary of the legislators is ceased. Their loss in pay cannot be made up at any time. He whose term expires during the interim loses his seat. No effort shall be made before, during, or after the specified time to counter the effect of this law. Questions of interest. I begin with Judges 13, verse 11. Listen to this. Art thou the man that spakest to the woman? The author is asking me in this question. The question is directed to me. And the author is asking me, art thou the man that spake to the woman? Okay. What woman? Let me tell you. Remember the woman at the well? John chapter 4, I believe. The woman at the well. I am asking this question, art thou the man that spake to the woman at the well? Interpretation, I am asked, art thou Jesus? Are you Jesus? That's this writer's way of asking that question, am I Jesus? Here is what he went on to write. And he said, I am. Well, I have not answered the question yet to you. What is my answer to the question? Am I the man that spake to the woman at the well? Well, let's move on before I give an answer. Judges 13, verse 17. Let me read it, that which is of the essence. I am asked here in this statement or question, what is thy name? Okay. Very similar to the question in verse 11. Art thou the man? In other words, who are you? In the first question, are you Jesus? Are you the man that spake to the woman at the well? And this is very humorous to me. I chuckled when I saw that the first time. I really chuckled. It tickled me. And I think they are the oracle of God. The oracle of God is showing forth a little humor. He's being humorous, you know. Then we have the question in the same chapter: what is thy name? And I have been through these before. Questions are dealing with what, asking what is my name and who am I. I've been through those things before, but I'll just quickly look at a few of them in the case we have some new listeners, and point out the questions. But don't forget this first question, art thou the man that spake to the woman at the well? Okay. Now, if you want to see that, if you didn't get it at first, that question is in Judges 13, verse 11, and it's directed to the Lord God. Okay. And the second question here, what is thy name, is in the same chapter, Judges 13, verse 17. Then we move on to John 1:19. John 1:19 says, again, who art thou? Are you the man that spake to the woman at the well? What is your name? And now, who art thou? Luke 22:67. Ask the question. And these questions are directed to me right now. Art thou the Christ? So we move from, are you the man that spake with the woman at the well, to what is your name, to who art thou, to who, to art thou the Christ? Tell us. And then we have John 1, verse 22. And let's see what is there. They ask again, who art thou? Okay. So, the point here is, of course, I wanted to point out the humor that is in the first question, are you the man that talked to the woman at the well? That was my main intent in going through these things. And then, of course, to show newcomers that I am asked, you know, my name. And that's why it is important for me to give my name, to state my name, make known my name, because I am asked that. And then, of course, again, I am commanded to give my name, you know. Okay, and so we have those things. Now, am I the man that spoke to the woman at the well? And being interpreted is, are you Jesus? That's so funny because the orator knows that I'm not Jesus. You know, he knows that already. But he asked the question, as I said, being humorous. And, of course, now he said in his statement, he said this. Let's turn back to it. So that Judges 13. Let's see here. Judges 13:11. Art thou the man that spake to the woman at the well? I add at the well, because when I see this question, I am supposed to think, you know, first of all, what woman? And then I'm to think, oh, the woman at the well. What happened with the woman at the well? The character in the story there, whose name is Jesus, talked to the woman at the well. All right? And we know Jesus is a fictitious character. I've been through all of that. And we all should know that by now, okay? And again, that's why this is so, why I had to chuckle. Because Jesus is a fictitious character, and the oracle knows that, and he also knows that I'm not Jesus, but yet he poses the question to me. And I chuckled. I guess that is the response that he wanted. He wanted to humor me, which he did do. So, art thou the man that spake to the woman at the well? And the oracle went on to write, he said, and he said, what did I say? I haven't answered yet. But he put there, and he said, I am. Well, my answer is, no, I am not. I am not the man, the character that spoke to the woman at the well. All right, enough for that. That's supposed to be, you know, humorous. That's humor coming from the oracle of God. And I thought that was real nice. I thought that was real nice. Okay. So, I answer anyway for those who may not know or may be wondering, what am I going to say? Well, this is my answer. I am not. I'm not the man that spoke to the woman at the well. My name is Tommy L. Hart, and I was asked in the questions there, who am I? I am Tommy L. Hart. And what else it says? Art thou the Christ? No, I am not the Christ. I am the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I am the man having the designation of God. I am the great power having the designation of God. The scripture says of me, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. Okay? And I am real. The characters who met at the well are fictitious ones. Okay? Moving on. Let's see here. Are these statements, John 4:23 and verse 24, true or false? Let me turn to them. All right, here we are. John 4, first one, the first statement is in verse 23, and it says, the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Is that statement true or false? All right? Well, if God is the Father and God is called the Father because of his position, he is also in Scripture called Father. All right? The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Is that true, that the true worshipers of God, the real God, Tommy L. Hart, shall worship him in spirit and in truth? Just moving on. The answer to that will come later. And we have a second question in the same chapter, John 4, verse 24, which says, they that worship him, they that worship the Lord God, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Are those two statements true? Let's move to the statements of concern and see. The first statement of concern is Joshua 24:14. Joshua 24:14 says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Serve him. Are the true worshipers to worship God in spirit and in truth? No, they are not. The true worshipers of God are to serve the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in sincerity and in truth. They that worship him, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not worship him in spirit and in truth, but in sincerity and in truth. And that statement, which speaks about the spirit, there's another statement that says God is a spirit. And I think it is in the same chapter of John 4. I'm turning to make sure. Yes. Matter of fact, it comes on the heels of the statement in John 4:23, which says, the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And in verse 24, the first part of it, it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, the fact of the matter is, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is not a spirit. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a man, as the scripture says. This man is the great power, having the designation of God. So, in answer to the questions regarding the statements in John 4:23 and John 4:24, both statements are false. God is not a spirit, and those who worship God must not worship him in spirit and in truth, but they must serve him. The law commands the people to serve God. It also commands the people to worship God, and it does not add in spirit and in truth. And keep this in mind. If the premise is God is a spirit, now we know that there are other definitions of spirit. But if the premise here is, and if your premise is God is a spirit, then the answer to the two questions, the two statements are false. The two statements are false. God is not a spirit. And so that's that. And the definition taken for spirit, and giving my answer or forming my answer is that spirit meaning non-human, okay? Not a human being, God. And God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart, is a human being. He is a man and not a spirit. So, back to Joshua 24:14, the commandment says, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And you heard that in my reading of the law. The law commands the people to serve God. Be sincere and serve him with respect to truth. What is truth? The truth of the matter is God is a man. What is truth? The man that is God is Tommy L. Hart, as declared by the crucial matter, as declared by the scriptures, which I have presented to you before. Okay. And if you do this, if you fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and you serve him in sincerity and in truth, you are doing good. You're sincere with the Lord, you serve him, and you serve him with respect to the truth of the Lord, which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has presented to you. You do that, you're doing good. Next statement, Revelation 21:3. It says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And the definition for a tabernacle, I chose the archaic definition, which is dwelling place. Behold, the dwelling place or tabernacle of God is with men. That's a big deal. That's newsworthy. That's noteworthy. Big news. There is no bigger news than that. The place where God lives, his dwelling place, is with men, and that implies what? God himself is with men. If God has a dwelling place, you know, if God has a dwelling place on earth with men, then the implication is God is here among us. God is here with and among men. And you now hear God speaking to you by means of this program via the internet, Blog Talk Radio. That is wonderful, amazing news, enlightening news, news for the whole world to know. God is with men on earth. The tabernacle, he said, behold, look, it has happened. It has come to pass. The day has come. The day of God has come. It is. We are in the day of God. His tabernacle, his dwelling place is here. Another statement says, I don't have it, you know, in the outline here. But another statement says, there is a man of God in this city, in the United States, in the United States of America, in a city, a certain city, there is the man of God, Tommy L. Hart. That is news. The prophecies of old concerning the coming of the Lord God have come to pass. God was called. He was prophesied to come. He has come. He is here now at this present time talking on Blog Talk Radio on the internet. That is news. That's a headliner. God is with us. God has come. Tommy L. Hart, he is the true God. He is the one and true God. What headlines are possible now with God? having God with us, with me in this present time, here on the earth. That's the news, people. That's the news of the day. That's the news of the time. God is with us. Question is, are you with him? Are you with the Lord God, Tommy or Hart? Whose side are you on? So behold, the scripture says, the tabernacle or dwelling place of God is with men. 1 Peter 4:17. Let's turn to it, if you can. 1 Peter 4:17. It says, now keep this in mind, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. God is here with us. The time is come, it is here, that judgment must begin at the house of God. Has that happened? Well, let's see. What have I done? The people's voice, and I read it earlier in this broadcast, the people's voice says, we expect God. I mean, we expect judgment. Well, what have I given? I read them at the beginning of the program. I read judgments. I read judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And people, that is exactly what has happened. The judgments that I read to you, coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, originated from the house of God. They originated from the tabernacle or dwelling place of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Quickly, mark that statement as fulfilled. The statement says, the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. The house of God is the house where, here is the house where God lives. His dwelling place is, you know, archaically speaking, his tabernacle. Mark it as fulfilled. That's big news. Judgment has proceeded from the house of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Just as the scripture says, the time has come, guess what? Judgment began, has begun. Judgment did begin at the house of God, Tommy L. Hart. That statement is fulfilled, people. Are you waiting on anything else? The statement is fulfilled. So, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. God is with us. And judgment has originated and proceeded from the house or tabernacle or dwelling place of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And the people hear his judgments. Yes, they do. The people hear his judgments. Not only that, the people see the glory of God. The people see the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Lawmaster's pages. Not only that, the people hear the voice, and the word of God calls God's voice glorious. The people hear the glorious voice of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. The people see the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and the people hear the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and the people hear the judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, judgments which originated and proceeded forth from the house, the dwelling place, the tabernacle of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. God is with us. God is with men at this present time. Again, that is the news of this day and time, people. That's the news. That's the big news. Daniel 7:10 says, the judgment was set. That statement. The judgment was set. That's in Daniel 7:10. The judgment was set. Is that statement true or false? The statement is true. The definition for set here is settled, decided. You heard the judgments at the beginning of this program. And I've been reading the judgments for some time now. Yes. Yes. The judgment has been set. Now what is left? The Gentiles must carry out the judgments. The Gentiles, alias white people, and what one of the judgments says the Gentiles have abandoned the alias. It's not a classification. White people is not a classification. White people is an alias of the Gentiles. The Gentiles have abandoned the alias of white people, and they now go by their proper name, Gentiles. And the meaning there also is, other people stop calling the Gentiles by the alias white people. And all people call the Gentiles by their proper name, Gentiles. The judgment is set. It is decided. And what is left again is the Gentiles have the obligation, they have the duty of fulfilling the judgments. And all the people have the duty of what? Obeying the law. All do. So, the statement there, the judgment is set, and what remains is the Gentiles must fulfill the judgments. They must carry out the judgments. They must implement and carry out the judgments. They must perform the judgments. Okay. So, this statement here is this statement Daniel 7:22 true or false? Judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. That's what is written there. But is that true or is it false? It may be true, it may be false. Which one is it? It cannot be both. One or the other. Well, let's go to Revelation 11:2. It says this. Way back in the Bible, Revelation 11:2 says, it is given to the Gentiles. What is given to the Gentiles? The judgments. Now, the judgments can be called judgment. The group consisting of judgments can just be referred to as the judgment, as in the previous statement, which I read, which said the judgment was set. Okay. So, the judgments that I have rendered can be referred to as the judgments. They can be referred to as the judgment. All together forming one judgment. But the one judgment has what? Many different parts. The one judgment is made up of different parts. What is given to the judgments? The judgment. What is given to the Gentiles? The judgments. Okay. So is a statement that says judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, true or false? That statement is false. I just said who it was given to, who they are given to. The Gentiles, again, have the responsibility, they have the duty, they have the obligation of implementing and fulfilling the judgments or the judgment. All the people have the duty of obeying the law, irregardless of who you are, what you are. You have the obligation, the duty of obeying the law concerning God and the people. The Gentiles have the duty of fulfilling the judgment, implementing and fulfilling the judgment. There we have it. Judgment is given to the people in the face of all the people. Get that. Remember in the reading of the law, it says, all ye people, all you inhabitants of the world, hear what the Lord God has to say. Remember that statement? Yeah. The judgments are given to the Gentiles in the face of all the people, in the face of the world. In closing, again, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmasters episodes? You shall send to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord Tommy L. Hart on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program, and you approve the Lord's adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, Sincere Truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H. Thou shalt do all that I command thee, says the word of God to all the people. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Thou shalt know the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rule over thee. You shall keep, fulfill, or obey, and obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall keep, obey the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. All the people shall hear and fear. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now therefore fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I command you this day to love the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways, and to keep, fulfill, obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has said to thee, do. Do all the words of this law. Start starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. The Word of God declares to all the people, power belongs to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The people's voice says, Tommy L. Hart is the Lord our God. We have waited for him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with us. We look for, we expect judgment. The Word of God says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, rule thy in the midst of thine enemies. In the rendering of the following judgments, the statement which says he, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shows judgment to the Gentiles has come to pass. Mm-hmm. A man cannot tell what shall be. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, that revealeth secrets, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espoused a faith diametrically opposed to the word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with: Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances are done away with. Proverbs 13:22, Zechariah 9:9, Job 1:8. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches are in the hands of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. If the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves, if they don't, and comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. I show you the judgment which has already been determined by the Gentiles and therefore must come to pass regarding their kings, queens, and other high and lofty ones. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, Revelation 11:15, and Romans 13:1. They are fallen, they shall not live, they are dead, they are deceased, they shall not rise, their memory is perished. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. There is no power but God. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are done away with. The new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the peoples and all the armed forces' subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. He that sweareth shall swear in the name of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Henceforth, the first words to come out of every journalist, reporters, and every news commentator's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and our writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. There is one lawgiver, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who is able to save and to destroy. Man's power to make and pass laws is halted. All legislative bodies are recessed for 75 months, during which time the salary of the legislators is ceased. Their loss in pay cannot be made up at any time. He whose term expires during the interim loses his seat. No effort shall be made before, during, or after the specified time to counter the effect of this law. Are you lawful? Are you obeying the law of God? Join me again Sunday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for another Lawmaster's presentation.